Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw that all of the psukim at the end of Parashas Mishpatim are all included in the context of Shemitah, because Parashas Mishpatim is about Dinei Mamonos and Bein Adam Lachavero, and therefore Rashi, based on the Mechilta, was makbid to show that all of these dinim of Shabbos and Shalosh Regalim, Bikurim, are all seen in the context of Shemitah, because Shemitah is the Shpitz, that's the sea of Dinei Mamonos. It shows that the land belongs to God. And therefore, Rashi had to show that these aren't Dinei Ben Adam LaMakom, where in this context, Shabbos, etc. But rather, it's Ben Adam LaChavero. It shows that it's because it's in the context of Shemitah. But even though there's Shemitah, you still have to keep Shabbos Aretz, you still have to keep Shabbos Bereishis. You still have to keep the Shalosh Regalim. But it has to be in the context of Shemitah, because this is Parashas Mishpatim. That was what we saw, the Yisod that we saw, B'siyata D'Shmai, in the previous shir. Again, based on Torah, that I was Mekabel from Rav Gaon, Rav Yaakov David Hamlik Shlita. And we originally started with the kasha of why Rashi quotes Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, and when he talks about why there is Ritzias HaOzen, we showed two Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai's, one from the Mechilta, one from the Bavli, and the Chora, there's a Machlokes. That according to the Bavli, it's only talking about Mocher Atzmo, because he didn't listen to what it said, Kili B'nei Yisrael Avad. According to the Mechilta, the reason is because he didn't follow the law signal, but Tzmashman is talking about Nikor B'nei Vaso. So we have to resolve that to the parent steer. Rashi brings them both down, and they're both in Erev Yochanan and Zakkai. And now we are going to move further. It says in the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Tes Amid Beis, Shalu Talmidei V'Serev Yochanan and Zakkai B'nei Ma'ach Mira Torah B'gan Av Yosem B'Gazlan. The Talmidei Master of Yochanan ben Zakkai, why the Torah was more machmir about a ganav than it was about a gazlan? Amal hanzesh v'kavod eved l'kavod kono, v'zelohish v'kavod eved l'kavod kono. K'viyachol osa ayin shalmata kilu ein aroa, v'ozen shalmata kilu ein shalmas. We know that a ganav has to pay kefil in 4 and 5 if he's tavachul mochar, and a gazlan is only chayiv in the karen. He's only chayav in the principal. So why is there a chumrah by a ganav more than by a gazlan? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answers, Zeh, this gazlan, hishva kavod eved l'kavod kona. He equated the kavod of the servant to the kavod of the master. He's not afraid of people, the eved, and he's not afraid of a kadosh baruch. That's the gazlan. Gazlan does things openly. Zeh, but the ganav, lo hishva kavod eved l'kavod kona. The ganav didn't equate their kavod. He was mechabed the eved more. Because he's afraid of people, they shouldn't see him stealing, but he's not afraid of God, who sees what he's doing. It's like saying God isn't watching. And God can't hear what's going on. Because he's stealing secretly, stealthily. And he's saying, oh, God doesn't see, but I don't want people to see, even though God is seeing. So he's worried about people, he's not worried about Hashem. Shenemar hoy hamamakim b'shem lastir etza v'haya b'machshach ma'asehem v'yamru mirenu miyodenu. Uksiv lo yireh ka v'lo yavino lo kayako uksiv ki amru azav Hashem esaretz v'in Hashem roe. Amar Rabbi Meir, so all of these psukim are talking about people who try to kiviyachol say that God isn't watching. And that's very, very chamor. People you're worried about, but God you're not worried about. I'm Rabbi Meir, Mashlu Mashal, Mishim Rabbi Gamliel. We have a Mashal in this Indian named Rabbi Gamliel. What's the similar to? There are two people in a city. Vasu Mishnah, each of them made a party. Echad Zimein is Bnei Ha'ir, Velo Zimein is Bnei Ha'melech. So one person invited the people of the city, he didn't invite the sons of the king. Vechad Zimein is Bnei Ha'ir, Velo Zimein is Bnei Ha'melech. And the other one didn't invite neither the people in the city, nor the sons of the king. Ezmeon Shemru, who's going to get a bigger punishment? Ha'veyom Rezeshim Zimein is Bnei Ha'ir, Velo Zimein is Bnei Ha'melech. Person who invited the people in the city and he didn't invite the sons of the king. Because that's a zilzul b'kavod b'nei ha'melech. He's inviting other people and he's not inviting the sons of the king. So the nimshal is the ganav is afraid of people and he's not afraid of the melech machem lochim. That's worse. That's more of a zilzul than a gazlan. A gazlan isn't afraid of anyone. It's like he didn't invite anyone. He doesn't care about anyone. But the ganav is worse because he's mechabed people. He's mechabed b'nei ha'ir. He's not mechabed b'nei ha'melech. In other words, he's believing in the Ganav is believing in people. He's afraid of people, and he's not afraid of the Melech Malchim Lachem Kodesh Baruch. זה דבר מאוד חמור. עד כאן מדברי הגמרא רש"י says החמיר התורה לשלם כפל ארבע וחמישה. וחומר בגן is that he pays double, four and five. Right, if he steals, he pays double, and if he's tabach u'machar, if he sells it or shechs it, he pays four and five. Hishve kavod eved lo yorei mibnei adam kiderach shlo yorei mekodesh baruch hu, aval ganav lo hishve eved lekonu, ala kibeh eved yosem mikonu, shiorei mibnei adam, umein shemayin shemal lo nizhar. As we explain, if you're equating the kavod of the eved, you're not afraid of people, just like you're not afraid of Hashem. But that's a gazlan. But a ganav isn't equating eved lekonu. He's mechabed the eved more than konu, because he's afraid of people. He's not afraid of the Rabbanu Shalom. Ad kan midivrei hagemara and Rashi. So, what bothered me about the Gemara, and also bothers Mari Barabi Rav Hamik Shlita, is why did Rabbi Meir have to bring a mashal b'shem Rabbi Gamliel? We have this whole mashal of the person inviting to a meal. How does this help us understand the Gemara, the idea better? What was shver that the mashal is coming to explain? He invited them, he didn't invite them. We understand that he already said. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai already said he was mashve kavod eved lekavod kono, and zeh lo mashve kavod eved lekavod kono. The gazlan equates them, and the ganav doesn't. The ganav is more afraid of people than he is of Hashem. So why do you need this mashal of inviting to a meal? Another ha'ara that the Talmidim asked why the Torah was machmir b'ganav. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai should have said. Ze kibed ha'eved yoser mikono, v'ze lo kibed ha'eved yoser mikono. In other words, you know why it's so serious? Because he was mechabed the eved more, and therefore we were more machmir on him. And somebody who wasn't mechabed the eved more, we're not more machmir on him. That should have been his lashon. Apparently. You know why? Because the Talmidim ask, why is there a chumra? Lama hechmira Torah beganav? So the answer should have been couched in the following terms. You know why hechmira Torah beganav? Because zeh kibed ha'eved yoseh. The ganav is mechabed the eved more than Hashem. Mechabed people more than Hashem. And v'zeh, the gazlan, was not mechabed the eved more than Hashem. So that's why there's a chumra on the ganav, because he was mechabed the ganav was mechabed the eved more. However, he says the opposite. Ze hishva, v'ze lo hishva. He starts out by saying ze. We asked why the Torah was more machmir on a ganav, and then he says ze hishva. Who's the ze hishva? He equated. You know who equated? The gazlan. The gazlan equates the covet of the master of Hashem with the covet of the servant of people. V'zelo hishva. And he, the ganav, did not equate. So first he talks about the kula, and then in Memele he gets to the chumra. But he should have started with the chumra. He should have started with zeki beit ha'eved yoser mikono. That's why we have a chumra by a gazlan, because he's more mechabed the eved. And we don't have that chumra by a gazlan. We want to know why there's a chumra by the ganav. So why don't you start with the ganav? No, Rashi, the Gemara does that the opposite. It starts with the gazlan. Zehishve, he made them equal, and therefore we're more mekel on the gazlan. And zeloishve, we're more machmir on the ganav. Why does he start with the tzad kakula when the question was asked why there's a chumra by a ganav? Rashi also was mefarish lefi seder zeh. First he was koveh dibor mas lehisha kvod eved, in other words, the tzad kakula. And he explains how they're equal. Lo yorei mibnei adam kederach shelo yorei mi'akadosh baruch hu. And then he gets to the chumra. Aval ganav lo hishve eved lekono, ela kibed eved yoser mikono. So, first of all, it's against logic. Because logically, you want to understand why we're more machmir on one than the other. Why there's a special chumra. They both get punished. But you want to know, okay, the gazlan also gets punished. The gazlan also was in Peseder. But you want to know why the ganav is more chamor than the gazlan. That's really the kasha, that's the problem. And also, it's against the, it's also against what was asked. The Talmidim asked, why was the Torah machmir? They wanted to know why there's a special chumrah by a ganav. Why the Torah is more machmir on the ganav? And then instead we answer first by saying why we're more makel on the gazlan. They asked why we're more machmir on the ganav. First answer, why we're more machmir on the ganav. In the mail, you get to why we're more makel on the gazlan. It's interesting that in the mashal that Rav Meir brings, B'shem Rav Gamliel, there he emphasizes the tzad chumra b'emes. He says, Eizem em onsho meruba. And he says, Shezimein es b'nei ha'ir, v'lo zimein es b'nei ha'melech. There he emphasizes the tzad chumra, the one who invited the people in the town, cares about the people in the town, not the sons of the king. So if he's coming as a mashal to explain Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, why does he change from the style of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in this Nekuda and emphasize the Chumrah part? Ara nifla. So it would appear from all of this that Das Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is that the Yesod Hachiv Shel Kefel This whole inyan of kefel is, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the strict letter of the law. There's no chumrah at all. Just there's a kula by a gazlan that the gazlan doesn't pay more than the keren. That's a special kula by a gazlan that he doesn't pay more than keren. He just pays keren. That's a kula. There's no chumrah by kefil. Kefil is a mikra adin. There's a kula by a gazlan that he doesn't pay more than keren. That's the that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, as an answer to the question of the Talmidim, why was the Torah machmir by a ganav more than by a gazlan? And the answer is there is no chumrah by a ganav. And his chiyuv was mikra adin. There's a kula by a gazlan. In other words, really the standard should be kefil. And we have a special kula by a gazlan. Since he was mashvek or whatever the quote kona, so he equated quote ever the quote kona. He doesn't care what anybody thinks. So there we have a special kula that patters him from paying more than the keren. All he has to do is pay the keren. He just has to pay the principal. He's also doing an avera, but we're megalan on it. All he has to do is pay the principal. That's a special kula. But the chumrah, they asked why there's a chumrah by a ganav. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it's not a chumrah at all. It's maker adin. The kula is by the other fellow, by the gazlan. That's the ikar chiddush. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai emphasizes the reason for the kula, not the reason for the chumrah. And Rashi explained the sugya that way to show there's no chumrah at all if you're Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. There's a chiyuv maker adin ala kol. And this chiyuv is shayach both beganav and begazlan. But there's a special, because of the cheshbon of Kavod Shemayim, there's a special kula by a gazlan. Because he equated Kavod Adam, Kavod HaMelech, and he didn't make Kavod Adam more than Kavod HaMelech, so we could be makel on him and have him only pay the keren. But that the ganav has to pay double, that's maker adin. That already we can understand on our own. He's telling the Talmidim. That makes sense. Chiddush is in the gazlan. That you would think maybe the gazlan would also have to pay double because he's stealing, he's doing something terrible, but no, because of a cheshbon of kavod shemayim, that he's not being mechabi people more than shemayim, we have a kula on him and he only has to pay the keren, he only has to pay the principal. So that's all Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But the Asr of Meir is lehefech. That me'ikar hadin, there's no chiyuv yosir mea keren hanignav o hanigzo. Rabbi Yochanan, no, he holds that me'ikar adin, all you have is the keren. And the reason that there's an inyan of a chumrah of paying kefel is because of chutzpah klapi shemayim, because it's chutzpah tashem. That's why he says in the lashon of the mashal, eizem em onsho meruba. He's emphasizing the chumrah of the onesh. So even though Rameir is modu Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that the chiluk between ganav and gazlan is because the ganav is mechabe the evet more than the master, nevertheless he's arguing in defining the chiyuv. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, there's a chiyuv kefel on geneva, v'chlal, and then there's a p'tur in that kefel if you equate the eved to his master. There's a special kula by a gazlan because he equated the eved to the master. Rav Meir says no, that the fundamental chi of the standard is keren, and then there's a special chumra by a ganav that since he's mechabed people more, he has to pay kefel. So it emerges then that we have a deep machlokas v'yisor hamechayev. We have a deep machlokas in the foundation that obligates these payments. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, there cannot be any mechayev chutz migneiva atzma. The only mechayev is the actual geneva. And even though tashlum kefil we know is a knas, but it's a knas on the etzem hageneva. And we're not mechayev him on maisim and midos that are not proper. We give him kefel because he stole. That's the basis. That's the standard. That's the basic standard. We're not going to be mechayev him on maisim and midos that aren't proper according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He gets double. And if we find distinctions between the payments, it must be that there's a kula mitzad midos. It's not a chiyuv mitzad the chumra midos. It's a kula mitzad that the gazlan has better midos. We're going to have a special kula for the gazlan because he had good midos. He had better midos than the ganav. The ganav showed that he's more afraid of people than God. So therefore, we keep him at the standard of paying double. Whereas the gazlan, he showed better midos than the ganav. So therefore, we're going to lower the payment. We're going to say that it's only Karen because he showed that he's not afraid of nobody. So we have a kula b'midos and not a chiyuv mitzad chumra b'midos. That's all Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Meir holds no. That after there's a chiyuv karen on the geneva, that's the standard. The Torah then adds a chiyuv b'torah's kenas. Now this kenas is not because of the geneva itself, but rather because of bad midos that are connected to this act. In Anachinami, we can say that the gazlan pays karen for what he stole, and the ganav pays the same karen and adds the kenas because of the chutzpah klapei shmaya, because he has bad midos, because he's showing that he's more afraid of people, because that's a chumra on the ganav. So the actual payment is on the kesef that was stolen, the actual maisa geneva. And therefore, for everybody, we're going to start with the Karen. And then we have a chumra on the ganav, according to Rabbi Meir. Then we're going to add kefel, that he has to pay double. We're adding this knas because of a bad midos, because of chutzpah, that he's mechabed people, the Eved, more than he's mechabed Hashem. He's worried about what people will say, so he does it privately. Doesn't care about Hashem. The gazlan doesn't care what anybody thinks. So therefore, he only has to pay the standard karen. Whereas the ganav cares what people think and not what Hashem thinks. So we add on, because of his bad midos, an additional payment of the kefil. He has to pay double. So this is a yisod. This yisod could and should be expanded. I hope to expand upon it in a future shir based on Rav Hamnik's chidushim. However, we will leave it at that over here. And then, in the next shir, Beritzos Hashem Darkenu, now that we have in our hand this yisod of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, that you can't obligate more than the etzem geneva, you can only lower the punishment, but the etzem geneva, it's going to start with the kefil. You only lower it because of better midos of the gana gazlan. So with that, we are going to go b'derech ha'ola beis kel and b'miyashiv the shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that we started with in the first shir. And we should be zoche to continue saying niflaot mitorat Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.